baseball curses are not new. The curse of the Bambino on the Red Sox, the curse of the GOAT on the Cubs, and now, as we have revealed, the curse of the Wild Thing on the Toronto Blue Jays. Come clean, Mitch Williams. When you were walking off the field in 93, are you willing to admit you cursed the team?
I don't know. I think I took the brunt of that pain that night.
But that's why you put the curse on them. That's why you did it.
It may be a curse.
Okay.
Well, I don't wish any ill will on Toronto. I've told you many times, one of my favorite cities.
Still, though, I don't think it's a coincidence that since that day in 1993, it's all fallen apart. Let's talk about this latest. And you mentioned Toronto. Let's talk about the rebuilding of this organization after, obviously, a hugely disappointing year. And here's the first question. 19 years and counting. Is this a good organization? I know that's a tough question to answer quickly, but do you, in your mind, is this still a good organization?
Oh, I think it is. But anytime any team at the big league level has their starting rotation blow up in such a short span, which happened to the Blue Jays this year, no team can recover from that. I don't care what you're putting out there. It's just too hard to recover when you lose four starters in your rotation. It just can't happen.
Right. But on the other side of that is, if you were the worst team in baseball and you had devastating injuries at the end of the season, you could say, well, you can't judge us on our season because we had all those injuries. Just because they had them doesn't mean they would have been good. Set back the clock 4 or 5 months now. If the Jays are healthy, are they a contender?
I think they would have stayed with them. I really do. There's one issue with Romero. I think Ricky Romero needs to find his confidence again. But Brandon Morrow going down and the rest of that staff going down, that has an unbelievable effect on a clubhouse. You sit back and you watch four-fifths of your starting rotation get hurt. It is very demoralizing. And up until that point, Mike, they had been staying with the top of that division. And then it all just blew up.
Alex Anthopoulos has said, obviously, his priority is to get a starter, a top starter or two. This is a team that needs parts and needs expensive parts. Let's take this a step back first. When you played in the prime of your career, say after 1989, when you had 36 saves for the Cubbies, if the Blue Jays would have been four teams, one of four teams to offer you the same money, would you have gone to Toronto?
Absolutely. I would have considered it. No question about it. I mean, they're a good organization. Everyone that I've ever talked to that has played there will tell you they enjoyed their time there. I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about the city of Toronto.
So why is it then, Mitch, that the Jays appear to have to overpay a guy to get him to play in Toronto? That when the big money is being thrown at the highest profile and best free agents, they don't take Toronto seriously?
Honestly, I think it's just because you're crossing a border. For some people, that's a huge thing. For me, it wouldn't have been a big deal. I would have had no problem going up north to play. But for some people, playing in the States means a lot. So, yeah, they may have to overpay to get the top-of-the-line free agents up there. But they got a couple of guys up there right now that are happy there. Batista being what he's been and doing what he's done, the injuries – shortened season, obviously, this year, but Encarnacion doing what he did this year. They've got some pieces. If they can put some people on the dirt spot in the middle of that diamond, they'll be able to contend in that division.
You are now a hero, and I'll tell you why, because you just said the word Encarnacion without stumbling, and you haven't slept in 2 days, right? You were telling us just before we went on the air that you haven't slept.
No, I haven't. I've been running ragged the last couple of days, and I'll be honest with you, Mikey, I love you to death, but this interview's running long.
Well, we got a little more time to fill, and I need to ask you before we go to break, and you can nod off. Quick nap, quick power nap. But John Farrell, entering the last year of his contract, what would you do if you were the Jays? Would you free him up to go elsewhere? Would you fire him? Would you give him an extension? Or just let him be the manager next year with no extension?
For me, if I'm in that position, if I'm the Blue Jays, I would free him up and let him, if Boston really wants him, find out how bad he wants him. Find out how bad the Red Sox really want him and get something in return.
Close your eyes, Mitch, and just imagine these thoughts. You love the city of Toronto, 1993. It's a beautiful fall night. and Joe Carter. Yeah. Okay, we'll go to break.
It was beautiful for y'all.
It was. I was there, Mitch. I loved you on that night, and I love you now. More in a moment.